Hey there, wellness warriors. Welcome to the Anchor to Wellness Show, your compass in the sea of holistic health. I'm Casey Wallace, and I'm your passionate advocate for vibrant well-being. And after witnessing countless patients caught in the cycle of sick care model, I became really disenchanted with the conventional healthcare system. It's a system where people aren't truly getting better. They're just simply managing symptoms. But I refuse to accept this as the norm, and I'm determined to shift the paradigm from sick care to well care. I have embarked on a journey into the realms of functional medicine and holistic health, and in each of these episodes, we will dive deep into the latest research, debunking myths, and unlocking the secrets to optimal wellness. From brain health to hormone balance, we'll cover it all with a blend of science, soul, and a dash of controversy. Together, we're making waves to reclaim control of our health destiny and anchor ourselves to wellness. So whether you're seeking clarity on brain fog or ready to reclaim your vitality, you're in the right place. So let's make waves and set sail towards a life anchored in wellness. I'm thrilled to have you join me for this episode, and we're going to dive deep into five essential aspects of a wellness journey that are often overlooked in conventional medicine. These are things I really just want you to know. In my professional and personal journey, I've encountered a lot of recurring themes that have shaped my approach to health and well-being. These themes are not only prevalent in my own experiences, but they also resonate with many individuals seeking to optimize their health and vitality. As someone who has shifted focus towards addressing root causes and embracing a holistic approach, I've come to recognize the critical importance of these five areas. They represent fundamental pillars of wellness that deserve our attention and understanding. Throughout this episode, we'll explore each of these themes in detail, unpacking their significance and providing insights into how they can positively impact our lives. These are not just topics of interest to me. They are areas that I am truly passionate about and I believe hold the key to unlock our full potential for health and happiness. So whether you're new to the world of holistic health or a seasoned wellness enthusiast, I want you to explore these five areas with me. So let's dive in. The number one thing I want people to know is that the brain can regenerate. This topic isn't just close to my heart because of personal reasons, but it has become a cornerstone of my practice, and that is that the brain has an incredible ability to regenerate and heal. For me, this isn't just passion, it's a mission. I'm deeply committed to spreading the message that cognitive decline is not necessarily a one-way street. More and more studies are emerging showing that the brain possesses a remarkable capacity for improvement even in the face of conditions like Alzheimer's disease. One of the pioneers in this field is Dr. Del Bredesen. He's a neurologist who has done groundbreaking research that has revolutionized our understanding of brain health. Dr. Bredesen's work has led to the development of a protocol. It's a comprehensive approach to addressing cognitive decline that has shown incredible promise in clinical settings. As a Bredesen Protocol certified practitioner, I've had the privilege of guiding patients through this protocol and in witnessing firsthand the transformative effects it can have on brain function. Yet, despite the growing body of evidence supporting the efficacy of these interventions, there are still skeptics who doubt their validity. Some may dismiss these approaches as mere marketing strategies or fear-mongering tactics, but I can assure you from my own experiences and those of my patients that when the protocol is followed diligently, improvement is not just possible, it's tangible. That's why I'm so passionate about sharing this knowledge far and wide. I'll be including links to Dr. Bredesen's books in the show notes so you can explore this further if you're really interested in that. But beyond that, I've also developed a group coaching program to provide a much deeper, more immersive understanding of these principles. We're at a pivotal moment in our understanding of brain health, and proactive interventions are profoundly shifting the paradigm. More and more research is emerging to support what we're seeing in a clinical practice. The brain can regenerate, given the right tools and support. So if you or someone you know is struggling with cognitive decline, know that there's hope. And if you're ready to take control of your brain health journey, I'm here to support you every step of the way. So what is this brain regeneration called? It's called neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is often referred to as the brain's remarkable ability to adapt and reorganize itself. It is a fundamental concept in understanding the brain's potential for regeneration. Through neuroplasticity, the brain can form new neural connections, rewire existing circuits, and even generate new neurons
This is a process once believed to be impossible in adulthood. This phenomenon underscores the brain's incredible resilience and capacity for growth, offering hope for those navigating cognitive challenges and demonstrating that positive changes in brain function are not only achievable, but also sustainable with the right interventions and support. No matter what your age or stage of life, remember this, you possess the remarkable ability to enhance cognitive function and nurture brain health. Through lifestyle modifications and targeted interventions and a commitment to self-care, you can harness the power of neuroplasticity and facilitate positive changes in your brain function. Whether you're seeking to sharpen your memory or enhance your focus and concentration or mitigate cognitive decline, know that every small step you take towards prioritizing brain health matters. With dedication, perseverance, and the right guidance, you have the potential to unlock new levels of cognitive vitality and well-being, enabling you to live a fuller, more enriching life. The next one is another big one for me, and that is hormones. I just want to say that hormone therapy is safe. There are many misconceptions that are very common, and there's a lot of fear surrounding hormone therapy. In the realm of hormone therapy, misinformation and fear-mongering have unfortunately clouded this entire conversation, leading to widespread misconceptions and apprehensions. At the heart of this narrative lies the Women's Health Initiative study of 2002, which was a pivotal moment that sent shockwaves through the medical community and beyond. The study's findings were widely misinterpreted by the media, painting hormone therapy as a risk factor of breast cancer and other adverse health outcomes. However, a closer examination of the data reveals a very different story altogether. Contrary to popular belief, the WHI study did not conclusively demonstrate a causal link between hormone therapy and breast cancer. In fact, numerous studies conducted prior to the WHI had suggested the opposite, that hormone therapy may actually confer protective benefits against breast cancer. Moreover, subsequent reanalysis of the WHI data, including the study's own researchers itself, have revealed flaws in the initial conclusions that were drawn. Rather than increasing breast cancer risk, hormone therapy has been associated with lower rates of disease in certain populations. And you notice we didn't hear anything about these subsequent reanalysis of the data that was done by these same researchers. So despite mounting evidence to the contrary, the stigma surrounding hormone therapy persists, fueled by lingering fears and misconceptions. Many individuals remain wary of pursuing hormone therapy due to these perceived risks, and they're unaware of the potential benefits it may offer to get your hormones more in balance. They can help with menopausal symptoms or perimenopausal symptoms and help with our overall well-being. As healthcare practitioners, it's essential to challenge these misconceptions and provide accurate, evidence-based information to empower individuals to make informed decisions about their health. Many women stopped hormone therapy after this study was published in 2002, and let's just discuss the decline in hormone therapy usage from the Women's Health Initiative in 2002 has had far-reaching implications for women's health. Despite the decrease in hormone therapy prescriptions, we continue to witness alarming rises in breast cancer rates, as well as other health conditions such as metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, and dementia. And don't you think if breast cancer was directly tied to estrogen that we would see a higher incidence of breast cancer in young females, as that is when the estrogen levels are at their highest? So think about that. It's a perplexing paradox. If hormone therapy is indeed associated with increased breast cancer risk, as some still believe, then why are we seeing a rise in breast cancer rates alongside a decline in hormone usage? The answer lies in this complex interplay of factors that includes shifting lifestyle patterns, environmental influences, and these misconceptions surrounding hormone therapy. Emerging research suggests that appropriate use of hormone therapy may confer protective benefits against a myriad of health conditions, including metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, and even certain cancers. Contrary to popular belief, hormones can play a really crucial role in promoting insulin sensitivity, mitigating metabolic disturbances, and reducing the risk of chronic diseases like dementia. So why aren't hormones being utilized more widely? The answer may lie in a deep-seated misconception and fear surrounding the hormone therapy, perpetuated by the aftermath of the WHI study, but also it has been sensationalized in the media. These misconceptions have led to hesitancy among healthcare providers and patients alike, resulting in underutilization of hormone therapy and missed opportunities for improved health outcomes. This information is also not taught in medical school or in continuing medical education courses. A provider has to get out of the conventional teaching into a more anti-aging and regenerative medicine approach to learn this teaching, as well as even how to appropriately balance hormones in the first place. And there is a discussion that needs to be had about synthetic versus bioidentical hormone therapy, but that is a topic for a whole, it's a topic all in itself for another episode. There may be a broader systemic issue at play here. The reluctance to embrace holistic preventative approaches to health that prioritize hormone balance and overall well-being could be a big factor here. By addressing hormonal imbalances and promoting hormone optimization, we have the potential to not only improve individual health, but also reduce the reliance on prescription medications and mitigate the burden of chronic disease. We do not need to be suffering needlessly. I am seeing that in people with healthy hormone levels, there is more vibrancy in life, whether it be mood, energy, or just overall well-being. I want women and men alike, because we can have this very same similar conversation about testosterone therapy in men, to know that it might not be depression or anxiety. It might not just be insomnia. It might not be just joint pain that you're just going to have to live with. It might not be a suffering relationship because of libido issues. It might not be just low energy and crippling fatigue. It might just be your hormones are not optimized. I can talk about this for a long time, but we have to move on to the next topic. I will talk more about this in future episodes. I also want to look at the next topic, which is that the gut is the root of all. As far back as ancient Greece, the father of medicine, Hippocrates, recognized the profound significance of gut health, famously stating, quote, "All disease begins in the gut," quote. Centuries later, this wisdom still rings true as modern science continues to unveil these intricate connections between gut health and overall well-being. This is another area that is just not focused on in the conventional medicine teaching. For me personally, this is how I got my start in functional medicine. I had chronic IBS symptoms for years. I went through the entire gamut of testing and medications, etc., and never got answers. And I never got better. Honestly, I kind of started to feel like the medical system was failing me. A long story short, which we'll talk about in another episode, that through functional medicine, I was able to heal my gut. I had no idea it could feel as good as it did. And guess what? My gut healing did not require any prescription medications. Do we really need to address why this isn't taught in medical school? The current medical system teaches, here's a diagnosis, here's a medication. Well, no medications were helping me. It took a much more different approach to heal my gut, and for that, I am so thankful. The gut is far more than a mere digestive organ. It serves as the epicenter of our immune system, the hub for neurotransmitter production, and the home to trillions of microorganisms, collectively known as the microbiome. This complex ecosystem plays a pivotal role in maintaining our health and vitality, influencing everything from digestion and nutrient absorption to immune function and mood regulation. When the gut is in a state of imbalance or dysfunction, the repercussions can be far-reaching. Impaired digestion and nutrient absorption mean that our bodies may lack the essential building blocks necessary for optimal function, leading to a cascade of health issues. Disturbances in gut health can disrupt immune homeostasis, resulting in either hyperactivity or suppression of the immune system, paving the way for chronic inflammation and disease. The consequences of gut dysfunction are manifold and varied, manifesting in a diverse array of symptoms and conditions. From migraines and skin disorders to fatigue, hormone imbalances, gut irritability, and even autoimmune disorders, the impact of gut health extends far beyond the confines of the digestive system. But perhaps most intriguing is the emerging link between gut health and mental well-being. The gut-brain axis is a bi-directional communication network between the gut and the brain, and it plays a pivotal role in mood regulation and emotional resilience. The production of neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine are primarily synthesized in the gut, and it really shows how the gut health has profound influence on our mental and emotional states. In essence, the gut serves as a crucial nexus connecting the dots between our physical, mental, and emotional health. By prioritizing gut health through dietary and lifestyle interventions, we have the power to cultivate a thriving internal ecosystem, laying the foundation for vibrant health and vitality. So just remember, the gut is important. It is a major player when we start thinking on a more root cause approach to healthcare. So let's shift to the next big area that I want you to know about, and that is that we live in a toxic world. In our modern world, we're surrounded by a myriad of environmental toxins that pose significant threats to our health and well-being. From the air we breathe to the food we eat, the products we use, toxins are everywhere. They're infiltrating our daily lives. Toxin exposure today is significantly higher than it was 50 years ago, with research indicating a concerning rise in environmental pollutants and chemical contaminants. Studies have shown that levels of toxins such as heavy metals, pesticides, and industrial chemicals have dramatically increased in the air, water, and food supply over the past few decades, and this poses a great risk to human health and is contributing to a host of chronic diseases and health conditions. While it's impossible to completely avoid exposure to environmental toxins, we do have some degree of control over our toxin exposure. However, the majority of toxin exposure actually occurs within the confines of our homes and workplaces, where we're unwittingly exposed to a cocktail of chemicals found in common household products or hygiene items or cleaning supplies. These toxins can wreak havoc on our bodies, overwhelming our natural detoxification mechanisms and comprising cellular function. They have the potential to disrupt cell membranes, impairing the ability of each cell in our body to carry out essential functions. This cellular damage contributes to what I often refer to as the metabolic mess, and that is a state of systemic dysfunction that's characterized by imbalances in metabolism and cellular processes. For more about the metabolic mess, you can go back and listen to episode 2, where I talk much more about that. As we navigate this toxic landscape, it's really crucial to recognize the profound impact that environmental toxins have on our health. By reducing our toxin exposure and supporting the body's detoxification pathways, we can mitigate these harmful effects of these substances and promote optimal health and vitality. While the prospect of detoxification may seem appealing, it's essential to approach it with caution, especially if your body is already under significant stress from external or internal factors. Instead of diving headfirst into a rigorous detox program, consider implementing these gentle yet effective strategies to reduce toxin exposure and support your body's natural detoxification pathways. Here are a few simple things you can do now to support your body. Eat healthy whole foods, try to use clean hygiene and cleaning products, hydrate your body to help wash out those toxins, get some exercise so that you sweat the toxins out, reduce toxicity of stress, have a daily bowel movement so that excess toxins don't accumulate and recirculate. I love talking about this particular topic, so there will be more coming about this, but I do need to briefly touch on this final topic, and that is autoimmunity. We want to understand more about autoimmunity. Autoimmune conditions are on the rise, with a growing number of individuals having debilitating effects of diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and lupus, among others. While the exact mechanisms behind autoimmunity remain complex and multifaceted, there's growing evidence to suggest that environmental factors like lifestyle choices and genetic predispositions play pivotal roles in triggering and exacerbating autoimmune responses. In today's toxic world, characterized by widespread exposure to environmental toxins, poor dietary habits, chronic stress, and a disrupted gut microbiome, the stage is set for autoimmune dysfunction to flourish. These factors contribute to a perfect storm of inflammation, immune dysregulation, and cellular dysfunction, creating an environment ripe for autoimmune attacks on the body's own tissues and organs. Amidst this bleak landscape of autoimmune disease, there is cause for hope. By adopting a holistic approach that addresses the root causes of autoimmune, we can empower individuals to take back control of their health and reclaim their vitality. Through targeted interventions such as optimizing hormone balance, restoring your gut health, supporting detoxification pathways, and mitigating chronic inflammation, we can mitigate the underlying triggers of autoimmune dysfunction and promote healing from within. Navigating the journey towards autoimmune wellness requires a willingness to invest in yourself, both energetically and financially, and a commitment to exploring alternative approaches to traditional medical interventions. Unfortunately, the current healthcare system often falls short in supporting these holistic modalities, preferring instead to rely on expensive immune-suppressing medications as the primary treatment modality. These medications can provide much-needed relief for those suffering from autoimmune conditions, but they often provide a host of side effects and fail to address the underlying root cause of the disease. They perpetuate a cycle of dependency on pharmaceutical interventions rather than empowering individuals to take proactive steps towards true healing and wellness. In the face of these challenges, it's essential to advocate for a paradigm shift in autoimmune care, one that prioritizes holistic approaches, patient empowerment, and personalized treatment plans tailored to each individual's unique needs. By embracing a comprehensive integrative approach to autoimmune wellness, we can offer hope and healing to those struggling with these debilitating conditions, paving the way for a brighter and healthier future. So there you have it. We have discussed these 5 things I want you to know more about in your wellness journey. I encourage you to take an active role in your wellness journey and continue learning and advocate for your health. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Anchor to Wellness Show. Together, let's anchor ourselves to a life of vibrant well-being. Until next time, take care, stay curious, and embrace the journey to holistic vitality. Stay anchored and stay well.